As any history, that of macrobiotics begins best at the beginning. And, as with any history, the beginning is very hard to find. Behind the obvious pioneers of the near past are lines of influence that stretch into the distant past and to the very dawn of history. So to choose a starting point for any narrative is by necessity somewhat arbitrary. George Osawa, 1893 to 1966, is generally regarded as the founder of macrobiotics. While he gave his distinctive imprint to the movement and did much to introduce it to the world, he was not its originator. Osawa himself often cites Sagan Ishizuka, 1850 to 1910, a Japanese physician, as his inspiration and teacher. And though Ishizuka formulated many of the concepts which are the basis of modern macrobiotics, much of his teaching as well was a gift of the past. From him, the lines of transmission stretch back to the dawn of civilization in East Asia, to the time of the I Ching, the Book of Changes, and the Nei Ching, the Yellow Emperor's classic of internal medicine.